Elwood is a kind and decent fellow with a quirk, one that bothers the people around him but doesn't bother him all that much. His best friend, whom he introduces to everyone he meets, is a 6-foot invisible rabbit, Harvey by name. Elwood's quirk makes people think he's maybe got a screw loose, but by the end of the play that made Harvey the world's most famous invisible rabbit, we're not so sure. Elwood and Harvey's story has delighted generations. It's coming to Maui on stage. Michael Pulliam plays Elwood. He's on the line with us now. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Chris. Thanks for having me.
I bet you love this part, don't you?
I really do.
What's not to love?
It's something that I was instantly drawn towards, and I'm just having a blast pretending to be Elwood for really about a month and a half now, and then we've got a 3-week run coming up.
What's it like having an imaginary friend?
You know what? I had an imaginary friend when I was a kid, so it's something that I could kind of call back upon and remember how some of the people in my family thought it was a little weird.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It's really no different than doing radio theater, which I did in college, where you might be responding to yourself or doing one half of a phone conversation,
sure.
Which is pretty commonplace in theater.
Mm-hmm. Just, let your imagination kick in. It's considered, it's maybe a little weird for kids, but it's not dangerously, disturbingly weird. But in an adult, you get a different response, as Elwood does, right?
Yeah, I think one of the things I love the most about this play is that it has the ability to change people's minds as the show goes on. So I think, especially, it's hard for me to believe that people have never seen Harvey before, but there are a lot of people out there. Those people that are being introduced to Elwood and the character Harvey for the first time might think it's very bizarre for the first 15, 20 minutes, maybe even half an hour. But eventually, the whole point of the play is that Elwood grows on you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if Mary Chase had a moral to the story, it's that, do we focus only on one or two negatives that we all have, or do we focus on the many, many positives that we all have?
Because Elwood is a likable guy. Who cares if he's got an imaginary friend?
Yeah, he's the most polite, the most friendly, the most considerate, caring. He places everyone else's importance ahead of his own. He has the luxury of being from old money, so he chooses not to work, and he kind of visits the taverns and has conversations with strangers, and sometimes he invites them over for dinner, and sometimes he gives them money, and all of these characteristics only heighten the fact that his family finds him a little bit annoying.
Well, you make me think of this is sort of a stock character of the 30s and 40s, the harmless, wealthy, eccentric.
Yes.
Maybe wearing a monocle, but you get the idea, right?
Absolutely.
diffident, the reason Jimmy Stewart was so perfect in the role, right? That kind of diffident, likable guy that you warm to gradually, yeah?
Yeah, well, I hope that, I think that a lot of times when you have modern artists, this is the way I've been looking at it anyways, like someone like Lady Gaga or Michael Bublé, and they do a cover of a song that we all know and maybe a tribute to Ella Fitzgerald or
sure.
Frank Sinatra. They don't completely reinvent the song. They do the song justice. They sing it as it was written and originally intended. So I don't want to stray too far from the familiarity of Jimmy Stewart's Elwood so that it maybe comes across as like a comfort food meal when you go to your mom's house or something.
Sure, you don't want to mess with the mashed potatoes, right?
That's... Right, right. I think that is why some people, have maybe made mistakes in the past in reinventing a classic movie or song or, mm-hmm. in this case, a play.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've got to figure out what was so appealing about it in the first place, and you don't want to lose that. And
right.
And of course, for you as an actor, I'm not suggesting that you emulate anyone else's performance, but you do want to hit certain notes in what you do with the character, right?
You do. I mean, he needs to be mild mannered, and you don't want to play him too crazy because then he becomes dangerous.
Off-putting.
And the whole idea is that he's harmless, he's mm-hmm. lovable, and incredibly well-meaning, and he charms everybody, and hopefully the audience.
Well, I don't doubt that he will, because you know you've got a strong vehicle. This is a play that has stood the test of time. It's a two, not just a character, two characters. How do how does one invoke Harvey's personality? You know, he's this invisible creature. You get a feeling of what Harvey's like from reactions to him. Is that accurate?
Well, you know, one of my favorite things about the play, and I don't want to give too much away, but Elwood's not the only person that sees Harvey.
Right.
So in that sense, Harvey is real, and a lot of the people that see Harvey have mixed opinions about him. But, you know, it's not necessarily just a rabbit. It's Celtic mythology of a puka, and it's just that this particular puka presents himself as a rabbit, as a six-foot-tall rabbit. So in that sense, you know, you could think of Harvey as a ghost or a spirit, and places that are haunted. Sometimes there are lots of people that say they've seen it and other people that haven't seen it, and they think the people that did are crazy.
But we're not in the business of, I mean, that's what this play does. It sort of asks you to sort of hesitate to label people as crazy.
Yeah, and question it all, sort of reevaluate your opinion of quirks by the time you get to the end of the show. And I don't want to give away the ending, but, you know, an important decision needs to be made, and I think everybody in the audience will come to the same conclusion that, you know, millions of audience members have felt when they first saw Harvey.
Thanks a lot, Michael. I think you're going to have a great time with this show. Thanks very much. Michael Pulliam plays Elwood in the Maui On Stage production of Harvey, which runs weekends from September 29th to October 15th.